Russ Parr Morning Show. Of course, it's 47 minutes past the hour. And the big story they've been talking about, Lamar Odom, Khloe Kardashian's husband, being rumored to have a crack issue. And it's brought up a lot of questions and things that I didn't realize that I did not know about. This is a deadly situation. Drug addiction is a deadly disease.
Mm-hmm.
And I think the big question, I had somebody just hit me like, it's not a disease. It's somebody's choice. And I don't know because, you know, I thought there was some scientific evidence that basically said that addictions and then addictive behavior is inherited.
But it is a choice to do it. Like, my dad was an alcoholic. I choose not to drink.
Right.
Is it a choice?
It is a choice.
Is it something you inherit?
You choose to use now.
Or not.
Can you be rehabbed?
Of course, you should be able to, but some people can't handle the addiction like others.
Yeah.
Mike Tyson just came out and said, I'm a vicious alcoholic. I've been clean for 6 days.
6 days.
Mm.
You know, and he's been lying to people.
About it, yeah.
I don't know. Is it something that you can help? But, you know, people have a hard time sympathizing with drug addicts.
Everything affects people differently.
Everybody.
Some people
but
can use
I
and stop.
I have sympathy for somebody that cannot maybe control their urges
their
or impulses.
Urges. Sure.
I don't know how y'all feel about that. 1-877-727-7746. All right, we're basically talking about crack addiction and other issues with drugs and alcohol. And people have a hard time sympathizing with the drug addict, the person that's walking around in the street that may be dealing with mental illness, may have an addictive personality.
Right.
Some people say it's not inherited, it's a choice. I don't know how y'all feel about that. Good morning. Hello.
Hey, it's Tracy. How y'all doing?
All right, Tracy.
My dad was on drugs when I was about 10 years old. I remember seeing everything, and I made a conscious choice then, a choice, not to ever touch drugs, cigarettes, or anything. It's a choice, in my opinion.
Well, you know, and I think, you know, a lot of guys, like I know some guys that grew up and their father used to beat their mom and they won't drink. You know, I had a good friend. He won't drink because he saw
it
that.
It might make him angry.
That was the
it
behavior of his dad. His dad sure. would drink and then beat his mother.
Yeah.
So he never drank.
I think it's a choice. And then once you choose to use, then that addictive behavior takes over. And then what are you going
to
do?
Like I tell my kids, man, don't even want to try to do that.
Because you don't know how it's going to affect you.
You don't know.
It takes one time. You could be gone.
That's it.
Good morning. Hello.
Good morning. My name is Ronnie. I'm out of Louisville, Kentucky.
Yes, sir.
I'm going to say it's a choice because, like, what Alfreda said is, you know, if your dad's alcoholic and, you know, beat the crap out of your mom every day, you're going to choose to either go that way or you're not. You know, a lot of people make that choice to say, I'm never going to drink ever in my life because of what my dad did.
Wow.
By the way, my dad was an alcoholic. He never beat my mom. Just wanted to say it.
Yeah. And others are alcoholics because mom or dad was.
Yes,
well,
absolutely.
They're talking about Lamar Odom, that his father was a drug addict.
Right.
And, you know, and this is all pure, you know, gossip and speculation, but it's starting to come across like, you know, maybe Lamar does have an issue.
Okay.
You know, I don't know. Good morning, hello.
Hey, how y'all doing? This is Rashawn from Baltimore.
Yes, sir. Your comment, please.
I want to say, man, most of my uncles, man, in my family was all on drugs and alcoholics and everything. Matter of fact, my father, he's still on crack. He's been on crack since I was born, whatever, man. He's a crackhead, whatever, man. You know, and I think it's a choice, you feel me?
You really think it's a choice? You don't think it's something that was handed down from generation to generation?
After all these years, would he still be making that choice?
Yeah.
Yeah, I mean, it's hard to get off once you're on that stuff, man. It's hard to get off. It ain't easy, man. You know, you tried or whatever, but...
I do sympathize with people that are trying. You know, the people that aren't... may not be cognizant
or
able to make a decision to get off.
Do you think a crackhead wants to be a crackhead?
I can't think they want to be a crackhead.
Superwoman 513 says it's a state of mind. People decide they need something to function. It becomes an addiction, but it starts with a choice. Not Trying to Be Rude says if somebody really wants help, they will. They'll go through the needed steps to get it. We all have something bad we could be addicted to.
Good morning. Hello.
Good morning.
How you doing? Your comment, please.
Hey, Russ, please, I just want to say this first. If you've never been on drugs or anything like that, don't even pick up the phone and call this show, okay? The first call I want to say, it's a conscious choice, not just a choice. It's a conscious choice. Been there and done that. My mother and father never touched drugs in their life. Yeah, my father did a little drinking for a while. My mom took one drink a year every New Year's night, okay? It's not just a choice, it's a conscious choice. Please don't give these young folks the impression at all that this comes from their parents or whatever. They don't have to do it.
Let me ask you, are you a doctor or a scientist? I mean, you hear what studies say. You just don't believe them, correct?
I don't believe a word that a study said.
Are you a former addict?
When I got out there, I got amongst my peer members, and I went with the flow. My mistake. And I had to live with it for the rest of my life.
What were you addicted to?
50 years that I spent with my mother on this earth, and she spent 77 years here before she left. She never touched drugs or alcohol or anything.
Do you mind me asking what you were addicted to?
I was addicted to everything. You name it, I tried it.
How'd you get off?
Cut and dry.
How'd you get off?
The same conscious choice.
But one day you were of sound mind. It's all will.
You can will yourself to do anything on this earth.
Yeah, you were of sound mind when you made that conscious choice. I'm just concerned about.
I was 11 years old and of sound mind.
Okay,
but again, I think it takes a certain kind of person to will themselves off it. I think if you have an addictive personality, I think it is genetic.
Listen, tweet.
Deja vu mm-hmm. says addiction is genetic, but it's the person's choice to become addicted to whatever it may be. King of the Camera says it's mind over matter.
Tweet.
A Canadian says that people choose not to deal with life, which is why they turn to drugs.
That's right.
That's kind of interesting.
Yeah. It's self-medicating.
Yeah. Good morning. Hello. Good morning.
But one thing my man said, he went with the flow, and that happens a lot.
Sure,
you just
everybody
want to
else
fit
doing
in, and you
yeah.
go with it, and before you know it, you have a problem.
You're right. Addicted.
Good morning, hello.
Hey, good morning.
Yes, your comment, please.
Yeah, I used to drink a lot, and I just stopped drinking.
Well, I mean, good for you.
Good, but you can do that. You're somebody who could do that. Everybody doesn't have that. You know how some people can lose weight?
Right.
They can say, you know what? I'm going to lose 10 pounds, and I'm doing it.
But listen, I want to say, don't feel weak if you feel like you need help.
Get it.
Let your friends know. Seek help. That doesn't make you weak. That actually makes you strong.
Yep.
Get that help.
But usually, you know, most people that are addicted to drugs will never get off them until they are ready to get off of them.
That is true.